USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former President Donald Trump says he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon. Trump telling Fox News that in his view, the situation will only get worse.
The Border Patrol wants me to go.
The visit to the border likely to come in the next couple of weeks, though Trump says he's in no rush to go. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday says the media will be allowed to access border facilities.
Our focus is on solutions. This past week, we opened several facilities that will provide almost 7,000 beds so that we can move these children from the Border Patrol facilities into shelters. We've also taken steps to expedite processing at the border.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures that the Trump administration implemented to enforce security along the southern border. It has led to a sharp increase in illegals crossing the border, many of them unaccompanied minors, in Biden's first 2 months in office. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The national average for a gallon of gas has moved up 5 cents to $2.94.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
South Carolina defeats Georgia Tech at the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament 76-65. The Gamecocks advance to face the winner of Texas and Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASA says a massive asteroid will not threaten Earth for at least another 100 years.
Astronomers say that after new observations, the 1,100-foot Apophis asteroid will miss the Earth when it flies by in 2068. The asteroid, first detected in 2004, will also pass by the planet in 2029 and 2036. The space rock will fly by the Earth at a distance of 20,000 miles when it visits in 8 years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has reversed a case involving the Andy Warhol Foundation, saying he stole a series of pictures of prints for his artwork. Wendy King with the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A New York-based federal appeals court has ruled that pop artist Andy Warhol's 1984 paintings of prints, based on photographs by Lynn Goldsmith, didn't go far enough to transform the original portrait. The Court of Appeals sided with Goldsmith in her lawsuit, which argued that Warhol's prints artworks violated her copyright. The Goldsmith photograph was licensed to Vanity Fair, who commissioned Warhol to create an image, but didn't have Goldsmith's permission. She said she became aware of the Warhol artwork after Prince's death in 2016.
The first day of Holy Week marred by a suicide bombing outside a Catholic church in Indonesia that wounded 14 people and killed both suspects. Authorities are looking into whether the bombers came from a radical network and whether the attack was linked to recent arrests of suspected militants. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.